57, the song of Avanti Brahman. This is the conclusion of his realizations. Hitam saha asthaya paramatmanishtham adhyasitam purvatamaihi maharushi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamaha mukundangri nishevaya eva itam sa asthaya paramatmanishtha madhyasitam purvatamair maharshibhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaivaihi etam sa asthaya paramatmanishtha madhyasitam purvatamair maharshibhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva etam sasthaya paratmanishtha madhyasitam purvatamair maharshivihi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva etam, this, saha, such, asthaya, becoming completely fixed in, paratmanishtham, devotion to the Supreme Person, Krishna, adhyasitam, worshipped, purva tamaihi, by the previous Maharishibhi, Acharyas, aham, I, tarishyami, shall cross over, durantaparam, the insurmountable, tamaha, the ocean of nisyans, mukundangri, of the lotus feet of Mukunda, nishevaya, by worship, eva, certainly. Translation and purport by the disciples of Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by firmly fixed in service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 3rd chapter, 6th verse. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. In connection with this verse, which is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam Milan Kanto, 23rd chapter, 57th verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that of the 64 items required for rendering devotional service, acceptance of the symbolic mark of sannyas is a regulative principle. If one accepts the sannyas order, his main business is to devote his life completely to the service of Mukunda, Krishna. If one does not completely devote his mind and body to the service of the Lord, he does not actually become a sannyasi. It is not simply a matter of changing dress. In Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 1st verse, it is also stated, Anasritah karma phalam karyam karma karoti yah sa sannyasi cha yogi cha. One who works devotedly for the satisfaction of Krishna is a sannyasi. The dress is not sannyas, but the attitude of service to Krishna is sannyas. The word paratmanistha means being a devotee of Lord Krishna. Paratma, the Supreme Person, is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Those who are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna in service are actually sannyasis. As a matter of formality, the devotee accepts the sannyas dress as previous acharya did. He also accepts the three dandas. Later, Vishnu Swami considered that accepting the dress of a Tridandi was paratmanistha. Therefore, sincere devotees add another danda, the jiva danda, to the three existing dandas. The Vaishnava sannyasi is known as Tridandi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasi accepts only one danda, not understanding the purpose of Tridanda. Later, many persons in the community of Shiva Swami gave up the Atmanistha, devotional service of the Lord, and followed the path of Shankaracharya. Instead of accepting 108 names, those in the Shiva Swami Sampradaya follow the path of Shankaracharya and accept only the 10 names of sannyas. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the then existing order of sannyas, namely Ekadanda, he still recites a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about the Tridandi sannyas accepted by Brahmanas of Avantipura. Indirectly, he declared that within that Ekadanda, one danda, four dandas exist as one. Accepting Ekadanda sannyas without Paramatmanistha, devotional service to the Supreme Lord, is not acceptable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In addition, according to the exact regulative principles, one should add the jiva danda to the tridanda. These four dandas bound together as one are symbolic of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Because the ekadandi sannyasi of Mayavada school are not devoted to the service of Krishna, they try to merge into Brahman effulgence, which is marginal position between material and spiritual existence. They accept this impersonal position as liberation. Mayavadi sannyasis, not knowing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Tridandi sannyasi, think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Ekadandi sannyasi. This is due to their vivarta, bewilderment. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such thing as Ekadandi sannyasi. Indeed, Tridandi sannyasi is accepted as the symbolic Bhagavata. Symbolic representation of sannyas order. By citing this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadi sannyasis who are enamored of the external energy of the Lord cannot understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To date, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following in his footsteps accept sannyas order and keep the sacred thread and the tuft of unshaved hair. The Ekadandi sannyasis of the Mayavadi school give up the sacred thread and do not keep any tuft of hair. Therefore, they are unable to understand the purpose of Tridandi sannyas, and as such, they are not inclined to dedicate their lives in the service of Mukunda. They simply think of merging into existence of Brahman because of their disgust with the material existence. The acharyas who advocate the Daivi Varnashram, the social order of Chaturvarnyam mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, do not accept the proposition of Asura Varnashram, which maintains that the social order of Varna is indicated by birth. The most intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely Sagadadhar Pandit, accepted the Trinanda Sannyas and also accepted Madhva Upadhyaya as his Trinanda Sannyasi disciple. It is said that from this Madhvacharya, the sampradaya known in the Western India as Vallabhacharya sampradaya has begun. Srila Gopala Bhatta Vasu, who is known as the Smriti Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, later accepted the Trinanda Sannyas order from Trinandipad Prabodhananda Saraswati. Although acceptance of Trinanda Sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, the first verse of Sri Rupa Goswami Upadeshamrita advocates that one should accept the Trinanda Sannyas order by controlling his six forces. Vacho Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jeva Vegam, Udarapastha Vegam, Etana Vegan, Yo Vishaheta Dhira, Sarvamapimam, Prithvimsha, Shishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals is known as Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavada order of sannyas. And for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sridhar Swami, who was a Trinandi Sannyasi, but the Mayavadi Sannyasi is not understanding Sridhar Swami, sometimes think that Sridhar Swami belonged to Mayavadi Kadanda Sannyas community. Actually, this was not the case. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manomistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapradantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamulam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraganathanutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanutamscha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि श्री हरि प्रिय वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे एताम स आस्थाय परात्मनिष्ठा अध्यास्तिस्ताम पूर्वतमै महर्षिभिः अहम् तरिष्यामि दुरंतपारं तमो मुकुंदाग्री निषेवयैव. I shall cross over the insurmountable hosts of omniscience by being firmly fixed in the service of lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as I said, this is the conclusion of one's deliberation about the mesmerizing effect of the mind, and by proper deliberation, one can come to the conclusion of complete detachment by fixing one's mind at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Prabhupada is explaining what is Paratmanishtha. Paratmanishtha means also Paramatmanishtha. Paratma means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Para completely aloof from the material creation. And as we saw, material creation is becoming effective by the influence of false ego. It is effectuating by false ego. False ego means it's an existence of ignorance. How ignorance is imposing upon us. And we become so attached to this ignorance that we negate anything and everything for our enjoyment in this material world. So, there are two kinds of prakriti is created. Dvabhut sarge, dvau butsarge daivasura. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asurya tad viparyaya. In the origin of this so-called creation by false ego, Krishna created two kinds of living entities. One who are favorable or inclined towards him, they are called daiva, and those who are completely opposing, you know, him is asuri. Both are created by the forgetfulness of our constitutional position imposed by the false ego. So we are living in a world which is created by false ego. And false ego makes the entire reality into a reflection. Reality becomes a reflection. So it is up to us, but unless and until we are either properly punished or educated, how are we able to know? This Avanti Brahman was virtually punished. And this punishment is reawakening his dormant reality. And that is the purpose of education also. If there is no purpose for punishment, education serves that purpose. Therefore, the meaning of education, to educate, means to bring about what we have promoted. So, when we are established in the ultimate conclusion of examining all different factors of mind, intelligence and ego that constitute our subtle body, the root cause of our ignorance is attributed to the ego. And it can create hell or heaven that can be realized. In the heavenly condition we anticipate material happiness. In hellish condition we are sure that we'll be punished and miserable. So, it's all the creation of false ego corrupting the intelligence as well as the mind. So, whatever it is, everything is in the mind. Mind is the seat of the desire. Why? Because in the mind, so many senses are pouring in their perceptions, good or bad. But who says this is good and who says this is bad? The bewildered soul. So the function of the mind is accepting and rejecting. But deliberation of this Brahmana is very nicely put up, that Because the soul doesn't have anything to do. It's part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, who has also nothing to do. Nachatasya karanam karanam chavidyate. The Upanishad says that for him, the Supreme Absolute Truth, there is no cause or effect ever to be found. He is there. He's the proprietor. You can't negate him. Na chata samhasam abhi adhikachya drashyate. Therefore you will not be able to find anybody equal to him or superior also. This is all by analytical situation, whether through one's own contemplation or by observation. It is scientific. Parashya shaktir vividhiya sruyate. This para means the Supreme's energies are so many variegated. That swabhaviki jnana malakriya cha. They manifest in knowledge, strength and activities according to the Supreme's desire. So they are all favorable. So those who are coming to the influence of Parashya Shakti, right, in favorable, they become demigod. Those who have faith in the transcendental potency, they are the devotees. But those who are wanting to serve the Lord in a favorable situation, because they have inclination to remain in the material world, but they want to do favorable service. So by dint of their pious activity, they become demigod. And others, those who are avaricious, those who are envious, oppose it and rebel against by their very unstable mind. They don't want to do the favor. Rather, they want to remain favorable to their own sense gratification. They are called asuras, the demons. The dvabhut sarge daiva asura. Vishnu bhakta bhavit daiva asuryat tad viparya. So therefore, as we also saw yesterday, paratmanistha is the only distinction for a devotee. To invest all our efforts in service of Lord Krishna is to come to paratmanistha. Adau shraddha tato sadhu sangata bhajana kriya atha anartha nivritti shya tato nishtha. The paratmanistha can be manifested if we are willingly, you know, serving the Lord and trying to take out all our demoniac qualities and foster only the favorable service to Krishna like the demigods. It proves that a devotee is imbibed with all the good qualities of the devotees. Yasyatma bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Because he is giving up so many things, so he is becoming more and more akinchana. So yasyastir bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate sudaha. All the good qualities of all the demigods are residing in this embodiment of a devotee. Harav abhaktasya kutobhat guna. While those who are non-devotees, asuras, what good qualities they have? Mano rathena asati bhavato bhai. They simply hover on the on a mental platform eccentric to the goal of life. So, Krishna do not favor them. He doesn't want to favor even the demigods. So therefore, war between the demigods and demons continue. So why do we have to be so much worried about war and pestilence going on this planet Earth? If it is going on there, Swargalok and Naraklok, Patalok, all the way they are filled with war zones. But a devotee is not concerned. Rather, he is establishing Parātmanistha. He has come to the conclusion by deliberation, analytically, called Sankhya Yoga, or by the virtue of his personal experiences. He has to become introspective. So, introspection is very important in the life. He will see that he is filled with so many durgunas, the bad qualities. But because he is devotee, even though his good qualities are not surfaced yet, he can develop Parākmanistha. Prabhupada quotes this verse because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the chapter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, has been described. It's a very important principle in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj re-established the order of sannyas, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, some Babaji self imposition of sannyas was there, but like Tridandi sannyasi, which is quite distinct from Ekadanda sannyas. Ekadanda sannyas has been given Shankara Mayavad Sampradaya, and that has been prominent because their aim is to become one, merge. So, there is no duality for them. Then, when you become spiritually realized, there is no difference between you and God. So you are God. God can become. They don't have faith in existence of God. Rather, they have faith in existence of themselves. Who can become God? So this is their aim. So merging into the impersonal aspect, because they don't understand the personality aspect. They are impersonalist. But over and above, they can't explain the appearance of the Lord. They think the appearance of the Lord is also confined within the material world. That is a conception of false ego. So therefore, if God has to come in the material world, He has to be controlled by the three modes of material nature. But I'm heading towards Parātmanistha, that right now I'm conditioned, but by cultivating impersonal knowledge, by Vedanta, help of Vedanta, I'll become one with the Lord. So I'll be putting more faith on me as a liberated soul or realized soul. So that is their meaning of Parātmanistha. But Parātma is Paramatma. And nobody can deny the existence of Paramatma. Actually, yesterday what we saw, that the soul thinks he is the doer, but that is hallucination. Actually, every work is done through the agency of Paramatma, who owns all the energies and activates energies. If Paramatma is not there, there is no possibility of life. Because he is the active principle. The Chitkan, the soul, in itself is totally dependent upon the energy of the Lord, even though his Madhyastha Shakti. But on his own, he cannot. So, as soon as he is enveloped by false ego, the magic of ignorance, the soul has to create hallucinatory worlds like hell and heaven. So, he is categorized, either he is a demon or a demigod. And they want to simply compete each other. But in Paratman Nishtha, which is the one of the 64 upacharas requirements in devotional service, is becoming detached from this hallucinatory effect of false ego. That is called sannyas. Prabhupada quotes this verse in Bhagavad Gita, who is a sannyasi? A sannyasi is not a matter of dress, but acceptance of the symbols of sannyas is one of the upacharas, where danda is there. So he is elaborately telling about the distinction between the ekadandiya sannyasi and tridandiya sannyasi. Anasritah karma phalam karyam karma karotiyah sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriya. Right? So, anasritah karma phalam, he is asrita right now. He is dependent upon all the energies for his sense gratification. So, anasrita means detached. Karma phalam, karyam karma karotiya. If somebody performs with the attitude of detachment, not attached to the results of the fruits of activity, sasanyasi, cha yogi cha, he is a sannyasi. Now, even a grahastha can do that. Even a grahastha can do that. Right? So, sannyas is an internal state. The etymology of the word sannyas, sat-nyas, for our absolute truth. If we do nyas, nyas means connection. Keep the conscious connection with this absolute truth all the time is called sannyas. The nyasa activities are also done before the puja begins on the altar. Karanyas, Radayadinyas, these are different nyasas. One that is going to be performed, so all the instruments of our senses, at least through this hand, must be properly purified with that consciousness. And because the soul and super soul both are sitting in the heart, so Radaya Dinyas is also included. So these are the two, Karanyas and Radaya Dinyas must be performed. But again, once the consciousness is set in, in the Paratmanistha, you may not need all these activities. Srila Prabhupada says the activities of Krishna consciousness, if performed, then they bypass even different stages of yoga and nyasas. So as a yogi, because he's already remained in connection, he must be a yogi. Yoga means to connect with. If he has nothing to connect with, how can he ever become a yogi? So that is what is said. The elaboration on accepting Tridanta Sannyas, Mayavadi Sannyas, accept 10 different names. Instead of 108 names that they were supposed to take, they are taking only 10 names, like Bharatis and Puri, like that. Vishnu Tirtha, Lakshmi Tirtha, like that. All different names. But they are taking only 8 names now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. But that doesn't mean he is an Ekadandi sannyasi. Otherwise, why should Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would quote this particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam? So Prabhupada gives an explanation, you know. Then the example of Prabhudananda Saraswati in our sampradaya has also been given. The importance of Tridanda Sannyas is that three dandas are mind, intelligence and ego to be offered in the service of the Lord. Because Paratmanistha has to be established. So three dandas are there. But we add the fourth danda of jiva to be tied up with it. So as a commitment of jiva. So when a devotee takes a nyas, he is given danda, which is he is supposed to do himself. You know? He is supposed to make his danda himself. So he showed the way how to do. Just like the body, according to Ayurveda, is packed up and tied at 12 different knots. So these four dandas are supposed to be tied up. It's not only a symbol, but it represents the jiva is by mind, words and activities surrendered to Lord Krishna. He's not going to have his own empire or so opulence and anything. Paratmanistha. Anything he has, he's going to utilize in service of Krishna. Right? So, this has been our position. The jiva is, jiva's commitment by mind, words and activity is there. But Kali Yuga, so many changes come, it is enforced by the time. We are supposed to take the sannyas done wherever we go. It's just a reminder. People say, hey, why are you carrying a stick? Because they are afraid there might be beating up. At least monkeys in Vrindavan, they are afraid, right? But actually it is to beat ourselves. That remember we gave commitment, Paratmanistha. If the mind is little rebellious, then hit your own dunder, you know. So, just remain in tune with Paratmanistha. So, this description has been given and a very appropriate way to remind our traditional purpose of sannyas, the meaning of sannyas, and the influence that is being created. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the Mayavad Sampradaya because in Vaishnava Sampradaya, except Ramanuja, Madhvacharya Sampradaya also had the sannyas process. You know, and but he took it from Mayavadi Sampradaya in order to confuse their Mukur. He can smash them as far as Paratmanishtha is concerned. That instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they worship themselves. By Ekadatta. So that was the meaning. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is describing the importance. He is also quoting this particular verse by Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita. The first verse, it is pertaining to sannyas. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udarupastha vegam, etana vegan, yo vishaheta dhira, sarvam apimam prithvim shashishyat. If one is able to control the urge of speaking, mind, anger, tongue, belly and genitals, then he'll be qualified to accept disciples all over the world. And sannyasis are supposed to. But then people will say, oh, for grahastha it is not applicable, it is only for sannyas. Then immediately Rupa Goswami puts the two verses in such a way, he says, Atyahara prayasascha prajalpa niyamagra janasangasya laulamcha sadvir bhakti vinashati. That is applicable to the grahasthas. But we should encourage them too. So, utsaha, nischa, dhairya, tatta karma pravartana, sangatyago, sato vrutte, sadvir bhakti prasiddhiti. So six processes. The grahasthas are encouraged to perform devotional service. And six, that they have to be very careful. But these two are important to also to cultivate Paratmanishtha. This is transcendental process, very scientific. It's not only belief. This philosophy of Krishna consciousness is based on scientific fact. And observational science is there. It's not a belief system ever to be introduced here. Oh, if you believe in Vacho Vegam, or if you believe in Krodha Vegam, no. It's never said. Just believe, no. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this book called Bhaktialoka to make us understand about the importance of these two verses, how to cultivate Paratmanishtha. It's a small companion. We have a slideshow also. So, sometimes it is taught as ideal grahastha life also. But this is a very detailed endeavor the devotees did And there is a PowerPoint presentation on this to Bhakti Aloka. So, we should look into that. The process of devotional service in Vaidhi Bhakti thus helps us to come to Paratmanistha. This process is more varied than Raganuga Bhakti, one which is supposed to be done without restriction, according to one's mind. But when the mind is not controlled, when the ego is not smashed, and intelligence and Krishna consciousness is not established, what is the use of the Raganuga Bhakti? It's simply a cheating. Therefore, one must be properly educated in the science of Krishna consciousness through Upadeshamrita. So, we'll stop here. Anybody has any question or comment? Nothing. What is the use of liberation without realization? But it's a wishful thinking without realization. You know, otherwise why they fall down? Generally those who think in Mayavad school, you know, that they have become God, and they have reached to the highest position in the spiritual world, you know, but their animosity is continued with Krishna, so they fall down evidently because the shelter is absent. Without shelter the jiva is smashed. If we take shelter of devotional service and let our ego be smashed, we'll be more safe, we'll be more happier. But if you want to smash the ego of Mayavadi, it is very difficult because they don't have a positive process. So they suffer a lot. They suffer a lot. Avyaktahi gatir dukkham dehvat pirvapyate. Because he is embodied and he is contemplating on impersonal, that is virtually very, very detrimental to the reality of the soul. So, a liberated soul must be realized. But ultimate realization is Bhagavan realization. Not simply hovering on the impersonal realization or Paramatma realization. But Paramatma realization, Paratma Nishtha, is, yesterday we read and heard about developing deity worship. It becomes your own personal deity. Means it becomes Ishtadev. Archavigraha should become your Ishtadev. So the personality, not only localized aspect of Paramatma, they should be your worshipable deity, means they should sit on the chair of Paramatma. After all, it's one tattva. Full of knowledge, localization, and the personality aspect. So, which personality? Why do we pray to Radha Vallabh? He is the center of our attraction. You know, we participate in serving him. So, they become our Ishtadev. And those who are materially attached, From Ishtadev they go to Kuladev. They don't have Paratmanishtha. They stoop down further. And it goes on for several generations. So here, the purpose is very well explained. I shall cross over. What a confidence one gets. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of material existence, the nescience, ignorance. If we cross over our own ignorance, then this is the same world which will not be material anymore. This is spiritual world. And you have to carry this vision of spiritual world all over the world where ignorance is prevailing. A devotee is fearless, thus, just like yesterday we concluded, send him to hell or heaven. The miracles happen because of Paratmanishtha. So thank you very much. All glory to Prabhupada.
Vidya Mahārāj, jai.